All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. I actually have a very interesting piece this morning. Resh Mem Ches, second paragraph. Kisha Adam Boteach Batzmo. When a person places all of his faith in himself. In other words, V'kochosav u'bishtadluso. And again, he assumes that it's his koach, it's his ishtadlus that's going to go ahead and affect change or remedy issues. In other words, Rabosai, to be clear, everyone agrees you have to put in ishtadlus. Everyone agrees you have to put in effort. The shaila is, or the danger is, when a person believes that it is his kochos or his ishtadlus that is the ultimate determinant of his success. So when a person does that, Hashem Yisbarach meisyaris hashkachas l'mimenu, v'zoi sibas kishlono. So the Ribono Shel Olam, again, I was going to act what we said yesterday about our Hashem Tzilcha, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow, that God responds in kind. The way I behave is the way ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. So therefore, again, if I believe that I'm in charge of everything, and I believe that it's my ishtadlus that is the sole determinant of my success, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. If you don't need me, you don't need me. At the end of the day, if you feel you can handle it on your own, I've got other things to do. I'm happy to remove my providence from this situation. And he does an amazing maisi here. Kimo shesiper harav HaKadosh Marin Rabbi Yitzchak Meneshchis. So Rabbi Neshchis says the following story. Shepam achas tziva habal shemtev. Sheaviu lo yayin mimedinas Besarabia. So what happens? One time the Baal Shem Tov asked one of his Talmidim to bring him wine from Bessarabia. Right? So Bessarabia was formerly the area, Romanian area.
Good wine.
Right? Apparently known for their wine. So one time the Rebbe wanted, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asked one of his students to bring him some wine from Bessarabia. So what happens? So the Talmud, of course, hearing the request of his Rebbe, didn't outsource the request, but rather went to Bessarabia himself to oversee the production of the wine. Vinis Akiv Sham Chadshayim. And he stayed in Bessarabia for 2 months. Elul v'tishrei, kol eis avol v'sen. So apparently, again, winemaking season, at least in Bessarabia, was Elul and Tishrei. So this Talmud himself went and he stayed there the entire time, the 2 months. V'yishkiach batzal kol prat tuprat, shebetalach yitzur hayayim, beli shum hasachadas, shia kol kosher v'yosher, and the Talmud decides he stays there and he's going to oversees every single detail from big to small, everything concerning the production of the wine from the moment that he purchased the grapes to the moment of the pressing. The Talmud oversaw everything. He says v'tarach b'atzmo. It's not just the physical parts that he oversaw, but he oversaw, he made sure that the kashrus was beyond reproach. Three hashgachas, right? Four different rebbes, all going and signing on the bottle of wine. Everything is kosher and yasha. Okay? Gam achar chagasukos, nisakiv sham od iza shavuos. Ad achar gimar tisisa sayayin, sheyuchal litno bechavios. So remember again, even after Sukkis, he's still there. After the fermentation of the wine, when they can finally put the wine into the barrels. Umipni sha'az husman kilkul hadrachim, haisalo yigia gidolu v'tir chatzum v'chazrasam ayayin. So remember again, now it's after Sukkis. So after Sukkis again is already beginning of the winter. The roads are terrible, right? Everything is muddy. Everything is difficult. An incredible tircha to get back home to the Baal Shem Tov. Ad shenasa kimat b'mesiras nefesh b'chol parso parso l'fi shelo ratza l'hasiach daito klal mishmiras hayayin afilu rega katan b'yom u'balayla. So again, and the chassid is going. He's going. Every step is mesiras nefesh. The roads are disgusting. The roads are terrible. But again, he does not want to take his mind off the wine for a moment, overseeing everything regarding this process himself. He says, "Be'ez geshem shotev, it's pouring rain, sara, sheleg, godol, winds, snow, be'ez kilgul adrachem etit chutzos, v'tavu be'bos raglov, bo'om ayim ad nefesh, ad sheberov amel v'yagia, Allah b'yodol ha'vi esayim b'shmira gidola, u'bekashros gidola, li'iro shal ha'bal shemtev." So again, incredible mesiras nefesh. Again, up to his neck in mud, all the different kinds of things. But again, he watches over the wine. And I will say again, remember, he's also makbid on the kashrus. See, he's making sure that the wine itself not only is physically intact, but it's spiritually intact as well. Fine. Makes it back to the Baal Shem Tov. We'll say page Resh Mem Tes. This is amazing. V'hinei ba'osarega. We'll say, you have to imagine the scene over here. Sha'abda ha'agala im chavios ha'yayin l'tnei ba'is ha'Baal Shem. This is what happens. So as the chassid is there, the barrels of wine are on the wagon, standing in front of the house of the Baal Shem Tov. Avar sham shoter echad. A police officer walks by. U'kishira ha'agala chavios hitzchil litzok shehevi sheikhar. So apparently, where the Baal Shem Tov lived, there was like a prohibition to import liquor. So what happened? The police officer accused this chassid of importing contraband liquor. So what did he do? So the police officer was only satisfied when they cracked open the lid of every single barrel. He stuck his club in there, right? He tasted of the wine, and he did this for each of the barrels. So we'll say, we now understand what's happened over here. So, achayayin kavar neser be'isr yayin nesech be'mishmush hashoter. I will say, if a non-Jew goes ahead and touches, now obviously this wine is not mavushal. First of all, the Baal Shem Tov would never drink mavushal wine. That's number one, right? So there's no shayla. I say it wasn't mavushal. So now the Gentile police officer touches each and every one of the barrels, puts his club into the wine, drinks some of the wine, rendering all of the wine not yayin esach, not literally yayin esach. It's more what's called stam yenom. Yayin esach is a doraisa, is mamish wine used for avodah zarah. This is stam yenom, which is a rabbinic state. But nevertheless, the point is, the wine is prohibited from consumption. The Baal Shem Tov can't drink the wine. V'nitztair hatalmid ma'od shekol tirchasa hagidola v'giyasa atzuma haya kol reik. So I say, can you imagine the pain of the Talmud? Months he spent preparing this wine. Such incredible diligent attention to the physical details, to the spiritual details. And mamish here, the wagon is in front of the Baal Shem Tov's home. The wagon is right there. He made it back. And in that final moment before he brings the barrels inside the house, mamish, everything goes down the drain. So what happens? He says, so v'nichnas v'bechiyav u'benefesh aguma ela Baal Shem Tov. The chassid runs in, mamish crying, and broken to the Baal Shem Tov. Amar lo, yodi'ini rabbeinu, mipnei mahis chayavti ba'onesh gadol kazeh, achar shemasarti nafshi ledvar mitzvah, sheyiyya l'rabbeinu yayin b'tachlis ha'kashrus, v'ne ata, kol yigi asi l'rik. So the chassid asked the Baal Shem Tov, v'se bukash rabbi, what did I do? Obviously, as they say, zelo normali, right? Obviously, this is not normal. Meaning, something's up over here. All of the months, hamakbid on everything. All of the months, everything is fine. And literally, when I get the wagon to your house, that's the moment that the wine goes down the drain. Rabbi, what did I do? Tell me. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found fault in me in some way. Tell me, what did I do wrong? Amar lo Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov, who was able to see things for what they were, said, I'll tell you why. This punishment happened to you. By the way, I'll just say something interesting. The punishment is also for the Baal Shem Tov, right? The Baal Shem Tov lost out on his Bessarabian wine. But again, you can't compare the Onesh to the chassid, right? The amount of time that was spent on this, and then for all of it simply to disappear in this way is quite dramatic. So the Baal Shem Tov says, I'll tell you why this happened. Bav, listen to this. Bavor, shechashavta ata, sha'atu ha-shomer, u'shebiyad chalishmor ala yayin. You know what your mistake was? You thought that you controlled the entire process. You thought that you were the one who managed the entire process. It's important for you to know that man doesn't have the ability to watch over anything. Man doesn't have the ability to truly control anything. There are many things which are beyond the control of man. V'yata masarta nafshecha b'shmiras hayayim kilu b'yadcha l'shamro. You thought during these months that you were in charge. You thought during these months that it's you who determines ultimately again whether or not the wine is going to turn out okay, remain kosher, and get back to my home. V'shachachta shashem hu hayichidi shiyacha l'shmar ki b'yado hakol. You forgot the most important lesson, that it is only the Ribono Shel Olam who's in charge of the Shmira. That it is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again who could ensure the success of all of our efforts. Ki HaKol B'yado. Barur She'alecha Hayal Yishtadlo B'Shmira Sayin Kfiyo Yichalascha. You should, of course, it goes without saying, you have to put in your Yishtadlos. You good Chassid. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that the wine was okay. Aval Es Chardascha Hagidola L'Kashruso Hayisa Tzarech Levate Betila. He says, tell me, did you ever daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once during this process that it should be successful? Did you ever reach out to God saying, God, my efforts as a human being are finite and limited. Ribono Shel Olam, bless my efforts with success. Lifnos al Hashem me'omek halev v'lomer lo, Ribono Shel Olam, Ritzoni az lahavi esayayin lemori ulurabi b'tachlis hakashrus v'hahidr. Did you ever say ultimately again, Ribono Shel Olam, bring the wine, help me bring the wine to my Rebbe, to my master, that it should be proper? You know, I'm a human being, I'm immortal. I've done everything I can. I need your help. Bring the wine to the Baal Shem Tov, again in its pure and good state. In erech l'shtadlusi b'shmiraso u'ki'ilu lo asisi davar. It's amazing enough, said the Baal Shem Tov, the mistake you made is that you took complete ownership over the process to the exclusion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to put in your ishtadlus, you have to put in your effort, you have to roll up your sleeves and do what is ever humanly possible, but at the same time you have to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to ask for His help. You have to pray for His assistance, and you have to realize that you can't accomplish anything without His involvement. And he goes, "Im lo sishmar atal ayayin, ein erech lishtadlusi bishmiras ukilu lo asisi davar." So what's the end with this paragraph? Mimaisezeh yilmat ha'adam l'chol inyan b'chayim shuchari dalav o mudag bigino shiyeda shemeiver lishtadlus habesisis ein lo shlita al shum davar. It's important for a person to know that at the end of the day, although we control very little in this world, and even though we don't control a lot, it is still our job ultimately to put in the hishtadlus, to put in the effort, ultimately again to try our best to accomplish things. But at the end of the day, we must also simultaneously reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While I am going ahead and putting out, rolling up my sleeves in order to effect dramatic change and do incredible things, at the same time, concurrently, I have to realize that often I can't bring my goals to the finish line by myself. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I have to daven for Him. Therefore, I have to ask for His help. And therefore, I have to include Him in the process. And I have to include Him in, ultimately, again, all of the things that I'm trying to bring to fruition. So we'll stop up here for today. We'll pick up with this theme in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.